This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line, I would say he's a new member, but he was already here before. Landon Young, offensive lineman for the Saints. Landon, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Landon, what was the decision here to come back with the Saints? And I probably had some options to go elsewhere, but was it the comfort level? And did you have that conversation with your new offensive line coach, Kellen Moore, on exactly kind of what they think and how they're going to use you in 2025?
Yeah, I definitely think that it was a pretty easy decision coming back. Like I said, having the last 4 years, I love the city, fell in love with the city, fell in love with the culture there. The fans are awesome, and of course the guys that I play with, I've created such a bond with them. So it was definitely an easy decision to kind of want to restructure and make a new contract with New Orleans. Definitely did have some conversations with Brendan Nugent. He, of course, was my offensive line coach my rookie year, so I kind of have that prior relationship. So it was good to kind of reconnect with him as he makes his way back home, too, and had some conversations with him prior to everything, and was very comfortable making that decision.
Landon, this is a story. This is a Zach Strief story, okay? So he calls me, and he's leaving Lexington because I think he did, or he might have run your pro day when you mm-hmm. worked out for the scouts. And he was like, Mike, Landon Young, was he the number one rated offensive lineman in the country? I said, well, if he wasn't, the roll call was real short. I know he was the number one rated offensive lineman in the state of Kentucky, what top rated player there. And, man, the way he talked – Zach almost saw himself in you. I don't know if you guys have had that conversation, but with talking to him, he saw a lot of himself in you in working you out and then later getting a chance to coach you.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I got to give Zach a lot of credit because, like I said, he worked his butt off to get me there and kind of took me under his wing, and we created a really close relationship over those couple years. And he would always tell me the same thing. And I think it worked out for my betterment because he introduced me to a lot of technique and a lot of different things that helped him, that also helped my body type and the way I played, which was, of course, very similar to Strief. And, you know, like I said, I think that's another reason he kind of took me under his wing, is he was kind of, you know, reliving that the start of his career through me, like I said, by seeing me play similar to how he used to.
One of the things he brought up to me, Landon, was that he said, you know, I feel as though we're shortchanging Landon and also Trevor Penning, and that they're not getting the reps that I got as a rookie in early in my career. He was like, just looking at it, they may have gotten maybe 20% of the reps I got early on in my career. And he credited that in helping him extend his career, get better as a technician. And I understand it's collectively bargained and everything else, but the one area I think it really hurts in not getting in some of that practice time is play along the offensive line.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And so I always tell people the only way to get better at football is to play football. And between the practices and games, you got to go out there and get those practical reps, because every single rush you get from a defender, every single different defender, every single run block is going to be different. And so the more situations you can put yourself in, good and bad, the better off you're going to be in, the more you can learn and kind of learn from those times as well. And like I said, Zachy always used to tell me stories too, and it's kind of that you know, how your parents tell you that they walked up to school or walked to school uphill both ways, you know. He's like, oh, yeah, we would have had that many reps in 2 days that you had in your whole camp. And, you know, they definitely did have a lot more reps and definitely increased his possibility of playing and definitely extended his years in the league. And definitely something that can be beneficial, but also, you know, you look at health from his time until our time, and I definitely think that bodies hold up a little better. So it's finding that good median, you know, trying to find how many reps we can get them and get the max improvement, but also be able to keep you healthy for the whole season.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
In meeting Kellen Moore, and I don't know if you had any interaction with Coach Moore before he takes over with the Saints, but your impressions of Coach Moore coming off a Super Bowl winning team where he ran the offense with the Eagles. And if you watch the Eagles, Landon, I've never seen this stat before. I've done this 40 years. They led the league in rushing attempts. They were 32nd in the league in passing attempts. So that tells me a little bit about how he changed because of the personnel on that team. Because I think he had gotten maybe reputation as a kind of pass-happy coach. Well, that wasn't the case in Philly. Man, they ran the football. So your first impressions with Kellen Moore and the type of offense you think he'll run here in New Orleans?
You know, every offensive lineman loves hearing that stat line. You know, we love running the ball, but – you know, we are in a league that is a passing league, and you got to be good at both. But, you know, I'm excited just to get, you know, that young, fresh perspective, especially off such a successful team as Philly. You know, we play them every year, and they always give us a great game. Whether we've been successful or they've been successful, like, it's a hard offense to stop no matter what. And so I'm excited to kind of get that. I feel like he's aggressive when he needs to be aggressive, and he's been very successful at that with the Eagles as well. So I'm excited to get that younger, fresh perspective, and definitely hopefully be able to get the ball on the ground a little bit more, run that ball.
you've played mostly at the tackle position, though you have seen some work at guard. Is the vision for you to be more or less the same, play more tackle than guard, or is that something that will work out, you know, during the practice sessions?
Yeah, I definitely think that's something that is going to be kind of to be determined. I know that they like that I have versatility at those at all four positions there, and it's going to be interesting to see because obviously I want to go out and try to fight for any starting position. I don't care where it is on the line, whether it be tackle or guard. You know, that's our end goal is to be able to go and get that starting position, help the team any way I possibly can to win football games. And so I definitely think that's something that they'll try out in OTAs and through the course of camp, kind of throw me inside, throw me outside, see where I best fit, see if I can compete against some of these guys for that position. And so I'm excited to see where it is. But there's nothing set in stone yet, but I know that they like the versatility of being able to do all of them.
When you think about the offseason, first of all, I was going to ask you about your health because I know you've had some injuries with this football team health-wise. And do you train with anybody outside the organization to, you know, work on your techniques, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I actually spend a lot of time back in Kentucky, and that's where I do a lot of my my strength and my rehab and my speed and running is actually back with our college coaches. We have a couple NFL guys that we go back there every season, and you know, those are the guys that help contribute us getting into the league, and they want to help us along and staying in the league as well. So those strength coaches, they carve out their own time that is their free time and spend it with the NFL guys and trying to continue our careers in the league as well.
Landon, I remember when they selected you, came on with us here on WWL, and you talked about how much you love to hunt and fish. So give us some hunting and fishing adventures here in South Louisiana that you've been on.
Yeah, I actually haven't got to do too much hunting, but, you know, me and my wife, for 2 years, we've been talking about wanting to go get a gator hunt, and what a better place to there's no better place to do it. And I've got to do some fishing. I've got to go catch some big bull reds and catch some trout and go home, fry them up. And we've absolutely loved that. And so we've definitely made it a point to get out there on the water at least two or three times a year.
When it's alligator season, Landon, I might be able to hook you up because I still live on the bayou, and they got them critters all over. Man, that's the one big difference from growing up. You hardly saw any alligators, and today you get in that bayou. If you don't see a few of them, then you're not around water anymore. They got them all over. But that hunting season for them, when that comes around, I might be able to hook you up on that one. So I know somebody would really love to take you doing that.
Yeah, dude, I would absolutely love that. That's been a bucket list item of mine for a while.
Yeah, they put up a little bit of a fight, especially if you get one that's got a little bit of size to him and also getting him in the boat afterwards. Because sometimes, you know, he's got a little bit of weight. He got some meat on the bone. Landon, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, thrilled to have you back here with the Saints. Wishing you best of health and good luck for 2025.
Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
All righty. Landon Young, offensive lineman with the New Orleans Saints.